The crowd heard from more than a dozen speakers, including clergy, elected officials, labor leaders, and teachers. Reverend Dennis Lee, president of the Baptist Ministers Conference, said Mr. Palladino has insulted the community and brought disgrace to the president and first lady.
And Lord, we are reminded that President Obama, he may not have done all things that everybody agreed with, but he's still the president of the United States. And his wife has served valiantly as the first lady of the United States. And we know, Lord, when he assaults her as being a black woman, that he assaults every black woman in this community and across this country.
Reverend Lee was followed by Assemblywoman Crystal People Stokes.
Let me just start by saying that I am Michelle Obama.
People Stokes says there's nothing that anybody can say to diminish the character, value, and integrity of people of color.
If you have to go there trying to diminish us, it's all out of your own insecurity. I'm going to pray for you. In the honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, we cannot fix hate with hate. We got to fix hate with love.
Western New York Labor Federation representative Stephanie McLean Bethley says Palladino is no friend to Buffalo school children.
We need our children because they have to take care of us. And if they don't have good, conscious, moral, ethical values, then they're not going to be able to do that. On behalf of labor, I say Ken Carl.
Ken Carl, Ken Carl, Ken Carl, Ken Carl.
Reverend Mark Blue, president of the Buffalo NAACP, says Palladino's racist and demeaning behaviors are disgraceful to Buffalo and disruptive to children's education. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.